I know that the ban is still in effect and your advisory group is still meeting to work up some new rules and regulations, but understand there's been a kind of a new wrinkle thrown into this whole pot issue in terms of the federal government. Can you tell us about the letter that you received from the Department of Interior, Keith?
Actually, it was the Department of the Interior and specifically the Bureau of Reclamation indicating that any federally allocated lands or federally contracted water would not be legal to use for any pot grows. So if you're under an irrigation district that has federal funds involved with it, it would preclude you from using that water. Now, the one thing that we are really somewhat curious about is the extent of this interpretation, because with the waters of the U.S., the government has made it very extensive, the far reach that they want to exert authority over. So if in fact that's true with all waters, like the Wenatchee River, the Aniat, then it may have more ramifications than even this letter indicates right now.
So there is water. There are issues here in Chelan County in terms of federal water use. Commissioner England?
Yes, this Lake Chelan Reclamation District was made aware of that a number of months back, and I believe they sent out in their newsletter directive to remind everyone that it was not legal to use Lake Chelan Reclamation water for growing marijuana. And that was because they have federal ties, and they'd been notified and were very sternly warned that that was something they needed to be aware of.
Interesting. It kind of throws a new wrinkle into the whole equation here.
So the letter came from, the Bureau of Reclamation, and as Doug said, the Lake Chelan Reclamation District was a federal Bureau project. Also, Howard Flat out by the Lake Chelan Airport was a federal Bureau of Reclamation, and I'm not aware in Chelan County of any federal projects like that up the Aniat or the Wenatchee, but over in East Wenatchee, Douglas County is, Greater Wenatchee Irrigation District was a federal Bureau of Reclamation, as well as Bray's Landing and Bridgeport Bar, and then on up in the Okanagan, Orville, Tenasket, and there's a whole host of projects up there that were Bureau of Reclamation projects.
And this letter comes from the Department of Interior, and that appears to expand their concern about what water they're using a lot more than just the Bureau.
Okay. And of course, out in the Columbia Basin, the whole Columbia Basin project is.
I guess there are other counties around the state that are accessing power through the Bonneville Power Administration, so that could possibly be infected as well.
Yeah. Yes.